Are you guys enjoying the show? Yes? Yes? So we were kind of talking a little bit here a minute ago that it feels like there are quite a lot of people here and maybe more than everyone is expecting. What do you think? More, less, more? Yeah. Have you been over on the IBS side, over on the west yet? Yep. Yeah. I was over there this morning. Lots of cool stuff. We're actually going to tee that up right now with Moen. So thanks for joining us all in the DMM Talks Lounge. I'm Katie McGregor-Bennett. I am Veronica Miller's co-host on the Design Uncut stuff, if you have watched any of that programming that we've done over the last 2 years. AV and technology is my game. Design is not so much my game, but I bring the technology side. Veronica brings the design side. So we've really kind of been exploring that intersection. And so that is sort of why I'm here hosting today. Oops, that's a little loud. We have a brand talk with Moen. Mason here is going to be talking about the invisible smart home and the way that Moen is bringing that world to life. If you haven't been over to the booth yet on the West Hall, I encourage you to go over there. I was really impressed with what I saw, and kind of an eye-opening experience. Again, Mason will detail that as we get into today's talk. But essentially today, we're talking about water, right? Okay, so it's one of the most used, most powerful, yet most frequently overlooked aspects of the home, resources in the home. Moen is setting out to change that with the Smart Home Water Network, Smart Water Network. It's an app-based solution that is very simple to use for homeowners and has become something that I'm very intrigued by. The motion use of a faucet, the voice use of a faucet, getting exactly the temperature, the amount of water that you need in a pour. Fill the dog bowl for me. Alexa, please fill the dog bowl for me. These things that are simple tasks, but when you have gunky hands, when you've got chaos going on in the kitchen and a lot of cooking going on, these things really can be quite powerful and very useful. As I said, as Mason took me through the booth earlier today, I really had kind of an eye-opening experience, and so I'm really happy to share that with you guys here today. So, without further ado, Mason from Moen, please introduce yourself, sir, and just bring us up to speed a little bit on what you do for the company.
Katie, thanks for having me. So, pleasure to be here, and awesome to see everyone in person. I love being able to have these shows. We learn from the industry, we learn from the market, get to talk to people. As Katie mentioned, she was at the booth earlier. It's just great to take people through, you know, what's new and what we're bringing to life. So, really awesome to be here. So I lead product for our smart water division at Moen, and that covers a range of technologies, right? That covers protecting your home, right, at its core and its foundation with our Flow smart water security system. And then also, as Katie mentioned, it includes our kitchen and our bath solutions that we bring to life. We're focused on water experiences. So we have a lot to talk about today. And at the foundation is making sure that these technologies are truly integrated in the home so it is invisible to the consumer. It is invisible to the user. Gone are the days, in our opinion, of these clunky smart home systems that are obtrusive to the home. So looking forward to getting into that with Katie here and shedding some light on what Moen's bringing to life.
Absolutely. As we're going through this, you guys will notice there's a video that's looping here. And it's about 5 minutes. It'll just continue to loop through, but it takes you through the different products that Mason's going to be talking about here today and shows you a little bit of the interactivity within the home environment. So it may be a little bit distracting as we're talking through, but just at the end of it, it'll continue to loop on through. And, of course, you can see all of this again over at the Moen booth over in the West Hall after the talk. So, all right. So, Mason, you guys did a big announcement at CES, and I think that it's kind of important to start the conversation with that, because from our world, this is the place where technology really has its launch pad every year. It's the showcase of technology. Talk to us a little bit about what you guys introduced from kind of the hierarchy of products, if you would, and then from there, just sort of take us down the product line.
Yeah, maybe I'll take one step back, and I think it's a little bit, we have to keep in mind, it all starts with what value, right, products can bring, right? We like to say, around the office, it's not smart for the smart home's sake. It's smart because it brings useful value to the homeowner, right? For us, everything starts with what we design for water. That's our mantra, right? And that resonates its way through our product development. So we thoughtfully consider what experiences can be elevated around water at its core. We then translate that into, you know, innovation. You know, this is the first time in over 100 years where water is really being innovative in useful and new ways that can benefit the homeowner. You know, some examples are, right, how do you get to water more efficiently and faster within the fast-paced kitchen? how do you set the perfect relaxing and refreshing shower temperature and then maintain that temperature throughout the course of your day or your shower? And then also protecting your home against water damage, right? Water can be an elevating experience. It can also be one of the worst experiences of your life if you're suffering from an event of water damage. So protecting the home from leaks, protecting the home from ingress of water coming in through a basement flood or something of that. So that's what we're really focused on. And then from an announcement perspective, so we're announcing our Smart Water Network. Right. This is where we can actually bring to life and allow the consumer and user to see, understand, and control water in their home. It's something that lives behind their walls, and you don't see it, so you often forget about that it's there. So we're launching the Moen Smart Water Network, and at its core is the Smart Water Security System. You see that playing on the wall over there, but the Smart Water Security System is really around protecting your home. And our flagship solution for the Smart Water Security System is our Flow Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. That sits on the main line of your home as water comes into your house, and it acts as the brain for your house. So it monitors pressure, it monitors flow rate of the home, and anytime there is an abnormal event, that event will get triggered, and you as the user get a alert or notification of if you want that water to be shut off, therefore protecting your home if it's a burst pipe, or maybe there's a leak in your home that you didn't know about, or you can say, no, that's a perfectly fine event, right? I want to ignore and I want to go about my day. So really the foundation is that that core technology of the smart water shutoff and monitor.
And what I really appreciated about what you had was just how simple the interface was on the app as you're showing us the different elements and how it's monitoring, how it shows the burst pipe and all of that. And it's just you pull it up on your app, gives you the alert, you can either address it or dismiss it, carry on with your day. It's very unobtrusive, and I think from a technology perspective, that's one of the things that we really try to bring to the table and sort of elevate and amplify is that technology should be unobtrusive. It should bring an element, a better element to your life, but it should be unobtrusive. But that's kind of the end goal. So I think, you know, you guys have definitely done a really great job just with the interface being very simple and very easy. Talk to us a little bit about sort of the, I'd like to, I guess, maybe dive in. Talk about kind of the water security side of it. And you've got the automated water security. Kind of just walk us through some of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so a lot of people don't realize average claim for a water damage in your home for insurance claim is around $10,000, right? So obviously that's covered under your deductible, but it's one of the leading causes, actually the second leading cause for insurance claims dollars in the whole insurance residential category. Also, if you're a homeowner, you have a 1 in 50 chance of having a water-related damage event in your home. That's significant, right? Compare that to theft, which is about 1 in 500. So very, very high on the scale. Yet, people invest a lot of money and a lot of resources into making sure that your house is protected from security. That's why we call it water security, right? Because it is that foundational and fundamental. And if you talk to anyone that's had water damage in their home, the first thing they'll tell you is they never want to go through that experience again. So with our water security system, I mentioned the Flow Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. That is the foundation. Allows you 24/7 leak prevention and protection and automation. We also have additional solutions that augment that system. So we have standalone leak detectors. So if you have a location in your home, bathrooms, under the cabinet of your sink, right, perfect locations to put any of our leak detectors so that if there is a situation where water is found, it makes contact with one of our devices, it can not only alert you of the event, but it can communicate back with your smart water monitor and shut off and turn off the water to your home. Again, providing that extra layer of protection. And then new this year, we announced at CES, Katie, is we launched our smart water sump pump monitor. Yeah. So ingress flooding is a big problem, especially if you live in any northern climates with basements. And so our smart sump pump monitor works in conjunction with your existing sump pump, 100% upgradable, retrofittable, and allows you to at any point know how much water has risen or fallen inside of your sump pump crock. So if you're like me, take the family on vacation and you know that rainstorm's coming in the summer months, you now have peace of mind that your home's not being flooded in the basement. You can check it out on your app. You get the alert, you get a phone call from us if there is an event that you need to be aware of. So really, protection, peace of mind is at the foundation of what we're focusing on.
Yeah. There's also a burst protection as well.
Yeah. So if anyone here in the Texas market, the Southeast, market that I think in the last, call it 5-10 years, we've seen climate shift, right? So a lot of these markets that homes are not as insulated, right? Water pipes are more exposed than if you live in the northern climates. I'm in Cleveland. Northern climates, our main lines are in our basements, right? They're insulated. But if you live in some of these southern climates and you go through abnormal weather conditions, you're exposed to freezing pipes. And anyone who's lived in the Austin, Texas market in 2021, may have known someone that experienced that. So if you're an owner of our Flow Smart monitor and shutoff, and you own one of our smart faucets that Katie mentioned, we have a feature, falls under our network features, called Burst Protect. So this is where we automatically take action on your behalf. If temperature drops in your house below a certain temperature, 40 degrees, the device will actually turn off your shutoff, therefore stopping water coming into your house. And then it'll also open the smart faucet, purging the water line from the smart faucet. Gone are the days of you having to go in your basement, turn off that main line, go to every faucet in your house, and purge the water. Now your home's protected from a freezing pipe. If you have a rental property and you go on vacation, this is a perfect way for you to winterize that home and just have peace of mind that your home's protected.
That is so cool. So I live in Montana, not in Texas, and we have frozen pipes all the time. We've been lucky in our house. It hasn't happened yet, but as we're dropping down to like minus 25, sometimes it gets a little nerve-wracking. When you were talking about that, it really made a lot of sense, and I can see where that's going, and I need to talk to you a little bit about that later.
Yeah.
So smart faucets, can we go into those?
Yeah, absolutely, right. Yeah. So, Katie, you mentioned it. I think... the way people are interacting with their home appliances is changing. And we see it around KBIS, we see it around iBIS with a ton of the announcements, right? You're seeing interactive screens in refrigerators. So we've looked at our interactions throughout the bath and the kitchen space, and we said, how can we make those interactions more enjoyable and more sustainable for people? One of our initiatives around Mission Moen is that we want to make sure that our innovations lead with design and technology first that can propagate sustainability of water throughout everything that the Moen product touches. And our smart faucet is a great example of that. So we launched a product in 2020, the first version of our smart faucet that you have the ability to voice activate and control. So the beauty is getting exactly what you want when you want it. So precise temperature of water and precise amount of water. We've done a riff on that this year, and we're launching our second version, and we're calling it the Smart Faucet with Motion Control. 2021 and 2020 have taught us that people want to get to water faster in the kitchen. They want to get it to it more efficiently. They also want to get to it without having to touch the faucet, grimy hands, things like that. So our smart faucet with motion control allows you to, when you swipe in one direction from left to right, you not only turn it on, but it turns it on to cold. When you swipe right to left, it turns it on to hot. Down, mid-mix, and a simple high five to stop. So now we actually have a version of this in our booth, we've eliminated the need for the handle. That now brings a whole nother elevation of design possibilities into the kitchen faucet space. I think we have 17 styles and 5 different finishes across the line. So you have about 45 different combinations that you can choose from in the smart faucet. So we don't want anyone sacrificing style for the advent of technology.
Right. So we asked you the question earlier today, how long does it take the typical homeowner to get used to the left, the right, and the high five, right?
So somebody proved me wrong in our booth earlier, because I said our research came back and said it was about half a day in the kitchen. So if you're in your kitchen interacting with our new smart faucet, it's about half a day to get fully comfortable and in using the gesture framework. Someone came into the booth, literally played with it for about 30 seconds and had it down pat. So I think it all depends, but the answer at the end of the day is it's something that's easily learned and trained, and it becomes second nature once you. I'm encouraged that in 5 years from now, maybe sooner than that, we're going to be seeing a lot less utilization of handle. People are just going to be very in tune to using just motion to control their devices.
Yeah. So I guess the next evolution of that then is voice, right?
Yeah, so we keep voice as a top of mind feature. It's table stakes in the smart home. For us, it allows our users to get at specific aspects within the kitchen that normally would take multiple steps. So if you bake, right? If you do things that are like if you have a young family, right, and you need to fill a baby bottle, getting at precise temperature and a precise amount to fill that baby bottle is something that is important. So for those particular instances and use cases, voice makes a lot of sense. So we tie that into presets. So you can set a preset in the app, warm my baby bottle, right? Ask Moen to do it. It'll actually preheat the faucet to that exact temperature and dispense that exact amount so you can fill your baby bottle. One step, which may have taken you multiple steps before if you had to heat up that baby bottle. So that's how we see voice really augmenting and elevating the experience inside the kitchen.
Yeah, and I can say, as voice has progressed as a more pervasive technology over on the residential side, we really have become very used to and familiar with using our voice to activate command technology to do the things that we want it to do. And it's interesting as I look at the kitchen space, and that is one of the most challenging environments to have manual anything, right? And I don't know about you guys, but I bake a lot and I cook a lot and I use my hands a lot. And there's always just this kind of like the white towels, those white terry towels. I mean, we have a stack of them and I end up just wipe the hands, put aside, just simply to go through and do the things that I need to do in the sink. So the voice side of it does make a lot of sense. And I know that it's not something you're going to use all of the time, but it's one of those things where you need the convenience factor of it and it works really well, and that's your go-to. So I think you guys are really covering all of the bases here is my point, and I commend Moen on where you're going with that. And I know it doesn't stop, though, with the technology that you're putting here on the faucet. So you maybe shift over into the shower?
Yeah. So, obviously Moen, right, we cover kitchen and bathroom are important use cases within and spaces within the home. But where you spend a lot of your time is in the kitchen and then also in the shower. Experience, if there's an area in your home that experience really matters when it comes to water, it's your shower, right? Average shower time's around 6-7 minutes, right, in a household. And so a couple years ago we launched, and it's still a phenomenal product, is our Moen Smart Shower. This gives you the ability to what I call is like set the ideal shower temperature. So you can set a preset within your app and set that shower to be, let's say it's 105 degrees and you want that shower to be preheated. All you have to do is simply either voice activate that preset or go into your app and activate your preset. The shower will automatically heat up to temperature and run to that exact temperature and pause once it hits temperature. Once it's paused, you could take 5 minutes to make your way into the bathroom. Once you're ready, you either activate the controller for our smart shower or ask Alexa or Google to turn on your shower, and instantly 105 degree water comes out. And the beauty here is it stays at 105 degrees throughout that shower. So you could take a 10-minute shower, and it's maintaining that temperature during your entire shower. I think gone are the days of, if anyone used the Posi crank, right? The difference between freezing cold and scalding hot is like a centimeter for most people. This is truly a set it and forget it showering experience. So really elevates the experience for users in the home.
Yeah. No, very, very, very smartly put together. I got ahead of you a little bit on the app earlier, and I'm not sure if you actually covered all of the bases on that, but we definitely want to make sure that we go into that. And same thing, I also got a little ahead of you on the burst, the water burst, and I understand it's coming later in 22. So maybe just kick us off from there and just take us through now that this is aligned as it's evolved today and what you're showing here today.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Yeah, I mean, so for us, we're focusing right now on simplified, having a simplified user experience. For the smart home to move beyond early adopter, the technology has to be simple and it has to be unobtrusive. So I think that ties back to the invisible smart home. Design first, right? So design for us is not just in the products that you see in your kitchen, in the shower. It's also the interface with our mobile app, right? You're going to use that product when you go in and look at the usage of water in your home. You go in and set a preset. It needs to be unobtrusive. It needs to be simple to understand, easy to access. So that's where we're focusing. All that starts with bringing all of our solutions under one umbrella. So that's the Smart Water Network and our Smart Water mobile application. All of that's happening in the first half of this year. And then from there, we can bring other experiences, other features to life. I mentioned Burst Protect. We're also launching another feature this year called Health Protect. And because you have a shutoff valve in your basement and one of our smart faucets, you can now do things that protect your family from a health perspective. I didn't know this, but the CDC guideline recommends that if you don't run water in your house for 7 consecutive days, you're actually prone to waterborne illness, bacterias, mold, a lot of nasty stuff that I think people don't want to have in their water. So with Health Protect, automated feature, the device will sense if water flows for 7 days. If it doesn't, it will automatically purge the water in your faucet for 2 minutes running it cold, 2 minutes running it hot, just to CDC guidelines. So that's where the power of technology can actually make your home safer. It can make your home healthier. It brings in peace of mind, and it's really a set it and forget it capability.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay, so is that everything in the line? And everything that's coming?
I think it's a lot.
It is.
I think it's a lot, and I think it's not everything, but I think it's the important things that we're focused on right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So let's just take a quick pause here. Any questions so far? Yeah. Julie? Okay.
Thank you for both of your time today. This is Smart Water Network. That's an awesome, I've never heard of that, so this has really been interesting to learn about. Obviously, with the advent of more technological devices in our homes comes the chance of something breaking down. Are there ways to troubleshoot these sensors through the application, and what sort of support model is in place that Moen provides in that case?
Yeah, I think it's an important point, right? Reliability of the smart home. I think everyone's probably experienced when their smart products stop working and how frustrating that can be. So I think, I'd answer this two ways. One, if anyone has a Moen product, and I don't know, does anyone have a Moen product today, right? Has anyone had to call Moen customer support to get support? Hopefully you had a phenomenal experience, and you're getting a head nod over there. We pride ourselves at Moen at best-in-class customer support. And that comes limited lifetime warranties on a lot of our products. So I think first and foremost, you have to address it. Things are going to happen, right, within the home. Products go through issues. But first and foremost, you have to have a very, very top-end, tailored customer support. And that's what we have with any of the Moen products, inclusive of the smart products. And then from there, really thoughtful design. A great example, and I got this question, I think, Katie, you might even ask this when you were in the booth earlier. What happens when certain conditions happen in the house, like power goes out,
yeah,
right? Our smart home is only smart if it's powered. So we've thoughtfully designed aspects into the product to prevent from some of those failure conditions. So our smart faucet, for example, is a battery-powered device first. That can be AC-powered, but battery first, because we know how critical it is that you have water when you need it, despite being power in the home, right? So it's kind of addressing it from both fronts in making sure that we nail those use cases, but then have awesome customer support and reliability behind the scenes.
To answer your question? Oh, beautiful. Okay, Julian, I think we have a gentleman here in front.
I hope you don't mind me getting a little more deep into the weeds here, but using for the Fi? Is it Zigbee or... And does that valve or whatever you say at the input, is that a hub for everything, or just how does the network
work? Yeah, sure. So from a network level, so we cover a lot of different channels and users at the end of the day. So with that, we prioritize our system is hubless. So our system is Wi-Fi based at its core. That goes for the shutoff valve that I mentioned, all the way down to the standalone battery-powered leak pucks that we have. The reason for that is we really prioritize being simple to use, simple to install and maintain. So every home has Wi-Fi these days, and that's how you connect our products to your local Wi-Fi network.
Each then travels through the router with its own IP address.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Exactly.
Two questions. You mentioned kitchen faucets with technology. When is that coming to bathrooms? And then also the sump pump. You mentioned something about you get a call from Moen. So is there some sort of service plan you're signed up for?
Yeah. So so first question around kitchen faucets. That's our starting point. I think there's other use cases in the home that are perfectly applicable for this layer of technology. But nothing in the works right now. But definitely on our radar as we look at the market. And then the second question, which is around service. So, alerting is a big thing, right? So we believe that our products, like a security system, you need to be able to get contacted if there's an event. So you will get not only a push notification in your app, but you can also receive a phone call, automated phone call, right, to alerting you of an event. All of that is free. There is no service fee for that. The question around customer support, that is also free. We do offer a protection service for an added monthly fee, and we call it Flow Protect. But that's in the event of if you want this added layer of protection for an insurance deductible. So we'll cover your insurance deductible if a water event occurs that we do not sense. But everything else that I mentioned is free to the user for just adopting our system.
Any other questions? No? All right. Well, Mason, time is the time,
how do we do?
As they
yeah.
say.
How do we
I mean,
do?
Yeah,
okay.
We've got 2 minutes left, so you are welcome
to
continue to share insights, maybe reveal some scoops or some I don't know about that, or if there's nothing else we've.
No, I think if there's no more questions,
anything?
I think great. Thank you guys for coming. Love seeing everyone, and enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah, I brought my... I didn't want to...